2 seconds, one, and this game is in the books. Philadelphia 6, Anaheim 3.
Now that last Carlson goal scored by Leo Carlson, assisted by Troy Terry and Strome.
All right, that's the final here. Now more with Alexis Downey and Emerson Eden, but we're going to finish our particular post-game visit for a few minutes here before we go to Emerson and Alexis, who's live up here in the press box at Honda Center after a 6-3 Philadelphia win over the Anaheim Ducks. So we hope everyone enjoyed the broadcast. Just want to let you know before we give us our thoughts on what we saw tonight. Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network, brought to you not only tonight but all season long by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. And, of course, our game presenting sponsor, Military Appreciation Night. Thank all of you for what you do for us. Presented by Pacific Premier Bank, a longtime sponsor of the Anaheim Ducks. We love you folks there. And thank you for everything that you do here. So, Emerson, some positive things throughout the hockey game here, but when all is said and done, what's the difference in this game tonight in your mind?
Well, I said it earlier on in the broadcast, and it was the mentality of both these teams. It was the Anaheim Ducks hoping to catch a Philadelphia Flyers team that was struggling, right? I mean, yep. they dropped a few, and it didn't seem like quite the team without Carter Hart. Well, you know what? Who steps in? Samuel Harrison, and played a lot better than last time. These two teams faced off, and boy, I mean, he was a huge difference maker for that Philadelphia Flyers team. And then in another aspect, it was the Philadelphia Flyers hoping to catch this Anaheim Ducks team, who has been turning the corner, hoping to get them on an off night. I don't think you could certainly say it was an off night for the Anaheim Ducks. They look good in parts. You like to see the scoring as a unit come together, maybe like the last time that these two teams faced off, where you're really getting goals and chipping in offensively from all lines. So you like to see that come back together. It certainly would have helped in this high-scoring affair. But that's just that in a nutshell. It was two teams looking to take advantage of some of the mentalities of both of what they've shown recently, and the Philadelphia Flyers got the better of the Anaheim Ducks here tonight.
Hey, want to remind all of you out there in radio and streaming land, you can text 714-940-2950. That's 714-940-2950. Express your opinions on the outcome of this game. And Emerson, we've talked about this. You're going to be talking with Alexis in detail more about the outcome here tonight at Honda Center. But I just saw where the San Jose Sharks were shut out by the Vegas Golden Knights 5-0 tonight. And they are in our building on Sunday, 5 o'clock. We're on the air at 4:30. How do you approach that game, knowing you have a struggling team coming into town off to a not very good start? We're coming off a loss tonight. You really can't take anybody for granted in this league, so you better be ready to play against the Sharks on Sunday.
Yeah, this is the National Hockey League, and the National Hockey League, every roster has players that are at this level for a reason and can certainly do some damage. You still got Hurdle. You still got Couture. You still got some marquee players in this league. Duclair is another player that presents a lot of speed and finishing ability. He did that just the other night. And, you can't take anyone lightly. It's similar mindsets once again. It's a San Jose Sharks team that sees an Anaheim Duck team playing very well, but certainly turning the corner and still going through growing pains, even though there's been much better success here as of late. And then, you know, the Ducks will certainly learn from this one. There's no way that they're going to go into that Sunday game against this struggling San Jose Shark team and just not want to come out the win. I mean, they are going to come for that early game prepared to battle and really lay it all on the line. You got to like Anaheim Ducks' start. You got to like the mentality. They were both playing similar. They were both shooting a ton, going each other's way, and they got to do the same. They got to do that not only the first, but the second and the third. If there's extra time, they got to do it in that extra frame as well. But certainly some good things. A lot of things that that we've seen them clear up the very next night. And you got to think that Sunday night's going to be no different.
All right. We'll leave you with Alexis Downey here in the next couple of minutes on our post game. And one more time, that phone number to text 714-940-2950 to express your opinion on the game. So Emerson will be joined by Alexis here in just a couple of minutes. I want to thank Vic, our on-site statistician, Tim, our on-site engineer. I haven't seen him for a while, and we thank him for all of his work tonight here at Honda Centers. So Emerson heading over to the other side of the press box. Be tuned into him on our way home. Again, it's Philadelphia 6, Anaheim 3, and we'll be on the broadcast on air on DuckStream around the world, around the U.S. and other countries. That's Sunday, and our local time here in California will be 4:30 with our pregame coverage, 5 o'clock for the play-by-play. So for Emerson Edom, who will be around for the postgame show just a minute with Alexis, I'm Steve Carroll. Again, Philadelphia defeats Anaheim 6-3. Thanks for listening. More Ducks postgame show right around the corner. You're listening to all of it on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks Post Game Show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks Post Game Show. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you from Honda Center. The Ducks falling tonight 6-3 to the Philadelphia Flyers, also being out shooting the Flyers in this case, 38 shots to the Flyers 36. Maybe the most shots on goal we've seen, Emerson.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because there's times of late where the Ducks have secured the win while being outshot, right? So it's just interesting how everything plays out. We talk about not only the shot quantity, but the quality of shots that are being tossed on net. So certainly something to think about and take a look at for the Anaheim Ducks is just, hey, we're putting up the shots, but are they quality enough to result in goals? Of course, tonight, no. So it's just finding ways to maybe get a little bit more on the inside at times, maybe a few more set plays and really just, throw some switches, create that separation, and get more quality shots on net for the Anaheim Ducks.
Well, Emerson, the texts are rolling in on our text line. You can text us if you have thoughts and you're listening. 714-940-2950 is the number. First one I'm going to read, though. My first game was a good one. I'm so glad that people are coming out for Ducks games. It's awesome to hear that it was your first hockey game. And make sure you come back if you're listening, whoever you may be. But, Emerson, I think we should get into a game recap to start, as we normally do. First period, I don't necessarily want to spend too much time on that first period, but let's start by going with Sean Couturier from the Flyers netting the first goal of the game. It looked like it hit off Ilya Lyubushkin's skate. He got the rebound, 4:57 into that first period.
Flyers take a shot to the left of Dostal, right near that goal line area. Not a shot from way out, stopped, and the rebound put in by Couturier. Who will give Philadelphia a 1-0 lead at the 4:57 mark of this opening period.
And his linemate Cam Atkinson would also score in that first period, 12:31 into the period. A puck deflected in front of the net off Travis Sanheim's shot from up top, and the Flyers had a 2-0 lead.
Philadelphia racing after the puck, get it to an open shooter. They fire and score on a deflection in front of the net after Sanheim let it go. And the Flyers have built up a lead. Sanheim brought the puck in and actually went behind the net to the right wing side. Tippett was checked, and that rest is history here as the Flyers move it from behind the net out front, and they get a deflection after a shot by Sanheim.
The Flyers really putting a lot of pucks on net. And one more thing from that first period, Lukasz Dostal had a big save on a shorthanded opportunity for the Flyers with under a minute to go to finish out that period.
Here comes Mintikoff up ahead on left wing. The Flyers defense led by Travis Sanheim. Get it ahead, a shot, save! Dostal spreading out that right pad to rob him.
Big time stop by Lukasz Dostal. I tell you what, Cam Atkinson can finish on those breakaways, and Lukasz Dostal shuts the door.
2-0 after that first period. Emerson, what was your impression by that Ducks slow start?
Yeah, once again, they put up the shots needed in order to have just sheer success on the scoreboard, but the quality of chances. So just they're going to have to watch some video. How can we get a little bit more and tighter? And the one thing that the Philadelphia Flyers were doing were not only were they shooting, but they were getting bodies in the net. I'm not sure that the Anaheim Ducks, they got to be happy with that shot total coming out of the gate, but were they getting the traffic, the bodies going to the blue paint hard, necessary to obviously put those goals in? Certainly, in particular, that Sean Couturier goal, where just nice patience and tight. It reminded me of that Jakob Silverberg goal in Pittsburgh, where he was right on the near side doorstep. Patience, being able to just slide it home, and it's not easy to do. It might seem like an empty net, but sometimes you just want to force it and slam that puck against that goalie's pad. No, it was just a nice in tight, slid it right underneath on the short side for the finish.
Well, I would have been curious to hear what head coach Greg Cronin told the group in the locker room after that first period, because the team did start to turn things around in that second period. Now, the Flyers did score an early goal, 2:33 into it, getting to a 3-0 lead. They also had a goal that was taken away, and that was a big moment in that second period, because if the team was able to go up 4-0 on the Ducks, I think it would have been a lot harder to gain some momentum, but they were able to, and it was on the power play, Leo Carlson netting his very first power play goal off a nice pass from Alex Killorn, who also netted his first point with the Ducks.
McTavish out with Killorn, Carlson, and Troy Terry out high. Mintikoff, shot, score! With the goal on the power play with 19 seconds left in the Philadelphia penalty. Good for him. The Ducks on the board for the first time. It's goal number 4 for Carlson. 3-1 Philadelphia.
Like Steve said, a 3-1 lead for the Flyers still. But Leo Carlson, what a game he had tonight. A hat trick it would end up being, and we'll get to those other goals. But Emerson, I mean, just what a relief was it just to see the Ducks get on the board in that second period?
Yeah, and you like to see just maybe some of these games where Leo not only maybe wasn't getting the chances for, but wasn't getting the shot off that we all have seen before. Like he's got a big time shot. He can really do it all. He's got the vision, and he's known for that more playmaking, high IQ, especially in tight, having pressure against him. And I got to tell you what, he was up in the forecheck, both in the neutral zone and the offensive zone forecheck. He seemed to want to be the first one in, really pumping those legs, and that's why he gets so many chances. And as we saw tonight, you don't get 3 goals without just going for it and putting yourself in some primetime situations, primetime areas, and which he did. But with that first goal on the flank on the power play, I mean, just ice in his veins there, just putting it pinpoint far side right over the pad. And you just want to see more. You just want to see more of those shots. We sometimes on those ozone entries where he kicks it out, maybe he takes that shot in certain other areas, because I tell you what, and we'll talk about a few more of his goals, but every finish he had tonight was just a solid shot with it, and it was just fun to see.
Well, Emerson, let's get to the rest of Leo Carlson's goals. The other two coming in that third period. Leo's second goal, bar down off another pass from Alex Killorn, 10:34 into that third period.
Trying to keep the Flyers forward, Konechny away from his goaltender. Puck moved ahead. Here's Carlson. Good to have him on the ice. A shot. He scores! After a nice feed from Killorn, he hit the post, and then it bounced in. And it's a 4-2 game, and boy, did the Ducks need that one.
So the Ducks were within reach. 4-2 was the game, but the Flyers adding another one before Leo Carlson netted the hat trick, a power play goal in the third period.
Here's a drive in the low slot. Anderson got a piece of that. 12 seconds left in the minor penalty to the Flyers. 1:30 to go, third period. A shot, score! Leo Carlson with a goal to cut the lead 5-3. The Hats fly on the ice, and the young man has his first career hat trick in the National Hockey League.
Well, Emerson, how fitting that the giveaway tonight was actually a hat.
Yeah, seriously. And like I mentioned on the broadcast, I got to track down one of those Boonie hats. Those things looked pretty awesome. And, he wanted to be the guy tonight. You could just see it. He knew that his Ducks team just needed an offensive presence. And he really felt... It really seemed like he felt calm within just that, hectic moments on the power play, his first goal. He slowed everything down, really took his time and said, I'm shooting this puck and I know where I'm going with it on that second one. And how about that feed, as Steve on that sound mentioned, just that nice 5-10 foot saucer pass, just soft, right in Leo Carlson's wheelhouse. Leo Carlson makes no mistake, just putting it home with authority. Same thing on that last goal. Just he's finding the open areas, and part of wanting to be the guy, wanting to be just that big-time player is wanting to get in those spots and fighting for those spots. It was one of my Honda keys to the game tonight is just, you know, you just got to have that relentless mentality, fight to get open, move your feet to get open. And, you know, one of the bright spots was Leo Carlson doing just that. How fitting. I mean, you wanted to just see in an unfortunate game, you didn't come out the win. You know what? There was still a big storyline for the Anaheim Ducks to see their young superstar come out with a hat trick. It's just a good story.
Now, Leo Carlson is the youngest player in Ducks history to score two goals in a game at 18 years, 319 days. And I'm assuming also the youngest player to score three goals in a game. And I'm pretty sure that he's the first rookie in the NHL this season to have a hat trick so far. I'm not exactly sure on that one, but I looked a little bit and I didn't see anything else. So I'm going with it.
Yep. and it's just what a moment for him to see those hats flying down. Onto that Honda Center ice. I mean, just you're that young. You're second overall pick. You've already had a very great start with so much pressure behind you to come out when the team needed you. It didn't help get the job done, but it certainly helped just this energy in this Honda Center crowd get up on their feet and really just, you know, create a vibe that was really special to be a part of.
All right, more of your Anaheim Ducks post game show after the break.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped. Right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by GEICO is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL Pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at nhl.com/preplay.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19. Limited edition merchandise, team store savings for up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/TakeTheOath.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. A 6-3 loss to the Philadelphia Flyers tonight here at Honda Center. Emerson, We had the opportunity to witness Leo Carlson's first hat trick of his what's going to be an exciting and very long NHL career. I hope so. And he had the chance now to speak with the media. So let's hear what he had to say about this evening.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Rick.
How you feeling? That's cool. Obviously, not the best game for the team, but yeah, it's cool.
Exciting, right?
I mean, it's cool. I'm gonna probably be more happy about tomorrow, but yeah, as of now, it's obviously tough loss. So.
The first two goals you had were both two-man plays with Killorn. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about, you know, maybe some having some chemistry with Alex early on here?
Yeah, it's good. As I said, two great passes. The second one was an open goal kind of, so yeah, he's amazing.
What went wrong in that first period?
I don't know. As coach, had too many turnovers, I think, from our side. All sloppy, as I said.
When you were on the second and you guys got that late power play, mm-hmm. did you kind of feel like they're maybe trying to get it to you for that third goal?
I don't know if they're trying to give it to me, but give it to the guy who's open. Yes.
What kind of lessons come out of a game like this?
No more turnovers. It's the number one thing I think. So that and we are too sloppy sometimes. That's the two main things right now.
I know you're a team first guy, but obviously to see all the hats flying and the crowd reacting, just how did that make you feel as an emotional moment just in that instant?
That's cool. I mean, I don't think it has synced in yet, but as I said, tomorrow I will probably watch some highlight videos on it for sure.
Emerson, Leo really is all business. I mean, he's looking at this game, the things that the Ducks did not do wrong or do correctly and that they did wrong. And I think it's going to take him some time, like he said, for that hat trick to sink in and what he was able to accomplish tonight. But I think the one thing that he should be reminded of is that what he was able to achieve tonight is such a great thing and just so exciting for him and for his young career, despite the outcome of the game still.
Yeah, for sure. And I sense a theme with a lot of these post-game interviews, whether it was Cam Fowler the other night, and you know, that was another disappointing kind of feeling for this for Cam in that situation. And same thing with Leo Carlson, even though he came out the hat trick. And it makes you want to root for this Anaheim Ducks team. Just that the selfless nature that a lot of these interviews are coming across as, and a lot of these players are, right? It just seems like there's really a unified team-first mentality, and that Leo Carlson, it was no different, even though he gets the hat trick. A few compliments to his line mate there, Alex Killorn, some pretty passes, and but the one thing that's just great to see is just the one-track mind of everyone's in this together. No matter what the individual performances were and how great they were, in this case it was Leo, everyone wants to come out with the 2 points, and everyone's passionate about just winning no matter what the situation at hand is, and no matter who they're playing. And so Philadelphia was the better team tonight. Certainly the best player on the ice was Leo Carlson for the Anaheim Ducks. Long story short, players still want to just come out with the 2 points.
And you could still feel that when Alex Killorn was a part of the broadcast, when he jumped on for an interview after that second period, just kind of touching on a couple different things. Now we have the opportunity to hear from head coach Greg Cronin as he just spoke with the media. So let's take a listen to that.
Special teams battle territorially, face-offs, I guess a little edge, but obviously the final result, not where you want it to be, right?
No, like we turn pucks over. It's like, oh my God, like, I mean, excluding the sixth goal, which is that was a puck battle on the wall. I think like four of the five they had were, they had goals 3 or 4 seconds off their run on sticks, and it's just you can't win hockey games turning pucks over. And even they had some non-goals, like Leo turns it over inside the blue line, the kid misses a wide open net. I mean, just I don't know how to describe it. I don't. We've been talking about it all year about puck management and played hard. I mean, the effort was there. We had the puck a lot this game. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. Like, we just, you know, just, I don't want to dissect each turnover, but they're just not good plays. And then, you know, the first 5 minutes, we're just rolling lines and we're getting pressure. And then, you know, that's the way we have to play. I don't think there were any turnovers the first 5 minutes. And then we just decided that we were going to play pond hockey. And they took advantage of it.
Was that a problem more in one zone than another?
No, all three zones. It's unbelievable. Like, I told them afterwards, like, you know, like the fifth goal, like, we have full possession of the puck. Full possession of the puck, and we throw it laterally off a shin pad, and they walk in and score the fifth goal. We don't go through the scorer's hands. He just dances around our player, and they, I mean, it's just, to me, like, you can take the game, you know, dissect it all you want, analytically, scores, shots on goal, scoring chances. It's like any sport, you know, football, big stats, turnover, right? Basketball, big stats, turnover. Hockey, big stats, turnover, too. And we just turned it over repeatedly. Even when we got back in the game, it was 4-2. We were turning over at the offensive blue line, turning over at the red line with full possession instead of just banging it in. And, like, good teams, like, really good mature teams just don't do that.
Now, how do you respond to this? Do you sit them down for a long film session? Is it get them out on the ice and reinforce the lessons? I mean, how do you go about it with a young team?
Yeah, it's just more you just communicate the message is that you can't turn pucks over. Like I told them, nobody's trying to be selfish. Nobody's trying to be negligent with the puck. They get caught up in the game. It's an easy game from the press box. It's an easy game from the bench. They've got to make split-second decisions. But I think when, you know, it's in their DNA, when there's a crowded blue line to chip it in and go hunt pucks down, they'll do it. Like right now, they're struggling with being creative with the puck and making the fancier play rather than putting it deep and go hunting pucks down like we did the first 5 minutes.
Oh, man. Well, you could feel Greg Cronin's frustration from that. Turnovers, that was the word that was used the most from Greg Cronin just now, Emerson, and playing like pond hockey too. I mean, that you could tell he's a bit frustrated, and it's something I think about this morning when we were speaking with him talking about how the defenseman cannot turn the puck over, and then this happens tonight. I really like the question too of how he's going to respond and talk to his young team and just how he's going to have to go through things with them. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond on Sunday.
Yeah, well, what they say is honesty is the best policy. Well, I think we got that, and we'll always get that from head coach Greg Cronin. And it is good to hear some just honest, you know, emotion. And I mean, we got all of that and more with that interview. And yeah, you saw that Owen Tippett goal. You know, we just kind of get walked around. You know, just a chance at that puck prior. Just it's about positioning, gap, and how, you know, you execute those one-on-one opportunities. And you really can go down the list of each goal, and whether it's a lack of coverage or, as you know, Greg just flat out and said it, just the breakdowns of losing battles and you know, turning pucks over. And it just, the good thing is these guys respond really well on this Ducks roster. They've done it time and time again. So I feel like turning pucks over, you touched on that a little bit too. It wasn't a malicious intent, and they weren't trying to, but it's just something that they got to clean up. And it's one of a more controllable, I think, area of the game. I mean, all these guys at the National Hockey League level, they're skilled, they're experienced, they're just good at the game. And as far as not, you know, turning pucks over and just being stronger, harder, better puck protective mindset, you know, those are things that they can just as an individual bear down, visualize, and get better here against San Jose on Sunday.
But Crow did acknowledge that the team played really well in the first 5 minutes of the game, and I felt that energy in the first period before it completely shifted to the Flyers, where they had basically a lot of the game. And that was something too, going off the turnover side of things. One of the things coming into this game we knew about this Flyers team was how fast they are, especially on those odd man rushes, just executing them really well. And having turnovers is not going to be a good thing when you have a team that can execute on those.
Yeah, well, I know that head coach Greg Cronin mentioned somewhere in that first intermission the odd man chances against, whether it was the breakaways against, mm-hmm. whether it was the two-on-ones against. I mean, way too many odd man rushes against. I'm sure he touched on it. I do think it did get better. It did get better. Mm-hmm. You saw less of it. But just the simple fact of awareness, you know, making sure that not only you have that good support from if you're a D, in this case your partner, but there is a lot of jumping behind. And just their ability to, once again, stretch out that neutral zone, play quick. I thought they were very quick. One pass, and the Ducks were getting beat. To that point, it was really good to see, you know, Killorn, he had a great, especially from that power play goal from Leo Carlson, that first goal for the Ducks, and on. He was everywhere. He was, you know, getting on the offensive aspect of the game. He was back checking. One of these back checks he had, you know, the puck went the other way, and just his first three, four strides getting back was so good to see. So, just this is going to be a big boost here for this Ducks hockey club. Alex Killorn getting more looks up top in the top six. He certainly made that impact tonight. Now it's just about McTavish, Vetrano, Strom. I know he got rewarded there late with an assist, but it's up to just put all this scoring together. On a night like that, yeah, the turnovers can't happen. Those lost 50-50 battles right prior to the goal, as head coach Greg Cronin had mentioned, those can't happen, along with pairing together the full top six scoring, just piecing it all together. It's something that not a matter of if they can. It's just they got to do it to Sunday against San Jose.
Alex Killorn having 2 points tonight, his very first 2 points with the Anaheim Ducks. We will have more after the break of your Anaheim Ducks post-game show and get to some of those text messages that you guys have been sending us, because there are quite a few. So make sure to come back after the break to listen in.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
All right, we have your text messages to go through. Emerson, Edom, and Alexis Downey here with you on the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. First off, a text, congratulations to Leo Carlson on his hat trick. Just a simple congrats. We'll pass it along. All right, a couple more from Marty. Leo Carlson hat trick, can't be mad about that. Like I've said a lot, these losses don't bother me all season long. This new young team is trying to find their identity, and goalies, even the best, will have games like this. Speaking of that, Dostal going 30-for-36 in this game, 30 saves on 36 shots, letting up 6 goals. I believe the most he's let in all season long, but, you know, didn't necessarily have some help on some of them, too.
Yeah, and I think it's the most goals against for any game thus far.
Yeah, that sounds right.
In the season, which is, you know, good news. We've known really all along that it's like, God, it's not a matter of, you know, it's just a matter of scoring as more goals than goes against. And a lot of cases that's been, you know, just that here in the season. But... yeah, it was tough. I think it. Not saying that he didn't come out with some big saves. I think he's probably thinking, and I thought initially it was a tough one, that kicking motion goal that was disallowed, the what could have been the fourth goal for the Flyers. I thought that.
We have a question about that.
Yeah, and he just misread that one. So I thought that kind of added to and really there was a segment of play through the whole team where the passes were missing by, you know, a foot or so, and just a tad off, and they were forcing it. They were just, you know, really getting rid of the puck a lot quicker than what, you know, maybe they had the time for. So it was just a game where, you know, at times it was they were thinking maybe a little bit too much, and instead of being proactive, once they started just skating, just zero hesitation, get out of the pocket, moving their feet, they really started to, you know, feel the confidence in other areas of the game. Hey, look, there's not still a whole lot that you can directly contribute to Lukáš Dostál. We knew that this Philadelphia Flyers team was dangerous. They were getting chance after chance in prior games, even though that they weren't coming out with the wins. So they executed their game plan, you know, quite efficiently, coming out with the win for them. And, you really can't directly pinpoint one goal to Lukáš Dostál. Some breakdowns as a team. Collectively, went in for them several times, unfortunately.
Well, Rudy from California wants you to explain, Emerson, the goal that was kicked in. Do you think that should have been a penalty? He asked.
Speaking on the negated goal, the disallowed goal, it was a very distinct kicking motion, and that's as good as I can say it. Is there a soccer, you know, kick style from, if you just envision, you know, soccer, just that leg motion winding back and then moving forward? If your feet is planted or there is no motion, I've seen even goals, and this is where it kind of gets into that gray area of a simple turn of the skate where you just can't quite. It's got to be definitive. It's got to be a distinct kicking motion, and it was just a crazy sequence. And how he really got a piece of that Sean Walker, it was certainly a weird play where the puck was almost coming from behind, and the fact that he was, you know, in tune, pinpoint. Yes, it was a kicking motion. It was still, you know, had some skill tied to it. The fact that he was able to pinpoint that kicking motion into that. But long story short, goals can be disallowed if there is a distinct kicking motion, if there is no movement of the leg or any piece of maybe upper body hand movement, it is a good goal. If there's a distinct kicking motion, that's when the goals, run into review. And, hey, Is that a kick or is that leg planted? And is it a deflection? So usually deflections, zero intent, end up being good goals. Any kind of kicking motion, they're usually negated. In that case, it was disallowed.
Well, Ryan Strome thought it was a kick immediately. I saw him down on the ice lifting his leg up, doing a kicking motion. So he was right on this one, and it worked out in the Ducks' favor. Another text we received, another person who was experiencing their first hockey game. They said, this is my first hockey game that I've ever watched. I would have liked to have seen the Ducks win, but I'm afraid not. A couple other comments in this message. Two, he didn't like that the Ducks team started trying during the last period. He said, also, you guys kept attacking the other team's goalie from the same side, and your goalie kept having his left side free for the other team to score at least two or three goals from. I think next time you guys should need to do more offense than defense. First hockey game. Okay. I love the analysis.
We might have to do a little vetting of who's really, you know, their first hockey game or not, because that is some in-depth thinking there for a first-time hockey fan, as you mentioned. And, hey, very impressive. Usually it's this, oh my God, you know, what is going on in this game, right? I mean, usually, you know, people who don't know
fight,
the game of hockey,
sticks,
there's so many dynamics, even down to just the ability for these high-end athletes to not only skate but handle a puck. I mean, people are blown away, I know, at times if they're not very familiar with the game in that aspect. So good thinking for a first-timer. We hope to have you back. It's been a lot more winning here recently if you're that unfamiliar with the team. But, hey, thanks for coming out to Honda Center, and it's really just Honda Center's been great. It's been a packed house each and every home game thus far in the regular season. Win, lose, or draw, this Ducks faithful, I mean, they're passionate about this team. They're optimistic about this kind of corner that's being turned, and a lot of good things, whether it's Leo Carlson, how well he's been playing earlier, Mason McTavish, same thing. A lot of bright spots, and you can't help but just be happy for what's going on here in Anaheim.
And thank you for the text. We appreciate it, you coming out to your first hockey game and sending a text to our Anaheim Ducks post-game show. A couple other things to note, because if you go back to last game against the Flyers, and now that the Ducks are done playing them this season, really not too much physicality in this game. The Ducks had 14 hits. The Flyers had 10. No fights. It was a pretty, you know, even game, fast-paced game, and just something to note, because when I think of the Flyers, I just think about how tough they've always been through my lifetime, at least, and I'm sure you saw a lot of that in the play when you played too.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, Ross Johnson and Nick Deslauriers, I mean, they seem to keep the gloves on, right? And so that was interesting to see as well. And maybe just something to think about. And it doesn't have to always be Ross Johnson. It doesn't have to always be Sam Carrick. And but you know, you maybe thinking down three goals at a certain point, is someone going to drop them? I think, you know, maybe even two early on. I think those are one of those things you want to see, and it's been seen from this Ducks hockey club, and you know, led to them at least keeping things a tad closer, if not coming out with the win. So something to think about for a lot of key pieces on this roster. Like I said, good to see Leo Carlson come out, have success. And I really think that just puts the league on notice. It was, you know, Fantilli, Carlson, oh, I like Fantilli, no, I like Carlson. And it's just good to see that argument, you know, teetering more towards the Leo Carlson side. And that's unfortunately what a lot of these I mean, hey, look, being a second overall pick, there's nothing unfortunate for his sake about that, but there's so much pressure that goes on with that. And the fact that like I said, I mean, he gets a hat trick, he's, you know, as far as the stat category, doing that much better. For him to be known as a facilitator and a playmaker, to have 6 goals in 9 games, just, you know, big things to come. It's just about him getting chances. Just him, you know, just continue to facilitate. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the lack of hits, which was a great point, something that I didn't realize to that extent. So thank you for bringing that up. Great stat. Leo Carlson was always first. He was first on a lot of the dump-ins, wanting to just, I don't know, be a difference maker. His body language showed it. And there's times, even in the past couple games, where he's finishing hits. There's times in Yeah, like I said, just, you know, wanting it, maybe getting out of his style of play that we normally see, and you know, really chipping in on the physicality aspect of it. So he's just growing within himself. His just leadership, you can tell he's a team first guy. He wants to win no matter how his individual stats come out each and every game, as we heard in his post game interview. So nothing but good things to come. Pretty soon it's going to be just as many assists, if not more than goals, as we know he can do. So a lot of good things from Leo Carlson to come.
Another thing to note with Leo Carlson tonight, over 50% in the faceoff circle, which is good to see that he's starting to gain the confidence there, because I know that coming into the NHL, going into that faceoff circle, you're going to see some big guys there. And that hasn't been the easiest for Leo through the game so far, but good to see he was over 50% there tonight. Also, as you mentioned in the third period, Emerson, every duck tonight on the ice had at least one shot on goal. So definitely some improvements there on the back end. Blue line getting some shots off like head coach Greg Cronin has wanted to see. One more text that I want to get to. Just a positive one. Let's go, Ducks. Let us learn from this loss and beat the dreaded Sharks on Sunday. That is the next game, Sunday against the San Jose Sharks, 5 p.m. here at Honda Center. And I'm really excited because it's our first legacy night of the year. We're going to be celebrating Paul Kariya and all the great and mighty Ducks players that were back in the day. And before my time, I'm excited to kind of learn about it. I mean, I've been with the Anaheim Ducks organization now just a little over a year, and I felt like I've learned so much about the organization, and I feel like Sunday is going to be a great way to learn some more.
Well, congratulations on that 1 year with the Anaheim Ducks.
Thanks, Emerson.
And I just going back to some play, like, it's exciting leading up to Sunday's game, but it's also scary, right? These are the games. I mean, you know, they're thinking, this Anaheim Ducks team, can we get them on an off night? Can we, you know, get a team that's turning the corner? You know, can we get them on a night where maybe they're prone to losing a little bit more battles or whatever? And the Ducks, it's easy to think, hey, this is a San Jose Sharks team that's only won one game, and they've been blown out a couple times, as Bo Bennett did on my Eat 'em Up show there. He's just said, hey, you know, 20 goals against in 24 hours, that's hard to do. And you know, it's sometimes easy, just from a human nature standpoint, to just look at it and say, this is going to be an easy night. But you know what? This is the National Hockey League, and nothing is easy about going up against a guy like Sean Couturier, Hurdle, or, you know, maybe a Duclair, or so it's just. I was thinking of Logan Couture. Excuse me, Logan Couture.
Any of that Sharks roster? Yes.
On San Jose. So no, they have a couple marquee pieces to that that team there, and it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, for anyone that's listening, you might have heard a goal horn in the back. We have a game of shinny that's going on down in front of us. I don't think they need broadcasters for that, and I think that means it's probably our turn to sign off here on your Anaheim Ducks post-game show. Emerson, excited for this next game against the San Jose Sharks. I think that the Ducks certainly have some conversations to be had before this game against the Sharks. Again, not one to overlook. Especially with where the Sharks' season has been. Definitely need to be prepared for that team, too. But what's your final quack for tonight? Final thought.
Final quack is, Ducks, put it behind you. Turn the page. The message is clear, coming from head coach Greg Cronin, that limit the turnovers. Limit the turnovers, harder on the puck, better puck protection. This is, once again, just, you know, these players are so good. They wouldn't be at the National Hockey League level if they couldn't turn the page quickly, shore up a controllable. And I think puck protection is at the top of the list when it just comes to all-out things that they can shore up in the next couple of days.
Hats off to Leo Carlson for quite the performance tonight. And I hope that he gets a chance to let it sink in tomorrow and maybe have a call with his family and just chat about what an exciting accomplishment that is for him, especially as the youngest Anaheim Duck in organization history now to have a hat trick. And like I said, if you would like to keep listening to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show, you can come back after the break to hear the replay of Ducks and Flyers, probably to listen to that Carlson hat trick and maybe some great saves by Lukasz Dostal. But anyway, make sure to come back after the break for that. And thank you for listening to the post-game show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues! For
music.
Chasing.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Real country music. Yeah, Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at AnaheimDucks.com/flexplan.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.